Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. And tonight, from the X Games, Bob Bernquist is here tonight. Bob has done every X Games. Yes, Bob?
Yes, every single one of them.
All 11 of them. I did an interview with a guy from a newspaper in, like, Minneapolis 3 days ago, and I was like, I'm sorry, I have to... Spicoli reminded me of it.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, the guy's like talking to me about X Games stuff, ironically, but he's talking about dirt bike stuff. And he says, these guys have their own language, you know, all these
sure.
X Game guys.
Oh,
and I said, yeah, they all sound like Spicoli.
Right.
And he's like, yeah. And then later on, I brought up Spicoli again or whatever. And then we got toward the end of the interview,
he goes,
how do you spell Spicoli? I don't know how to spell, you know, Spicoli. And he said, I don't know how to spell that. And I said, well, just go watch Fast Times at Ridgemont High and look in the credits. And he's like, I've never seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And then he made the mistake. This is a mistake people make with me. Everyone always references it. Everyone always brings it up. And everyone always tells me to see it. And I never see it. And I'm like, why don't you just go ahead and goddamn see it then? So we don't have to have this conversation for the 125th time. And then he goes, yeah, I just got done with a golf tournament. And everyone tells me the same thing about Caddyshack. They make all these references to Caddyshack. I've never seen that one either. Yeah. I said, go ahead and rent yourself Caddyshack and Fast Times at Ridgemont High and watch this weekend. Do everyone a favor. Would you please? Yes.
Good times.
Yeah.
Hey, another thing, good times. First 10
what?
Callers tonight that get on the air tonight
yeah.
wins an iTunes gift certificate card, gift card valued at $99.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you who are 18 and get on the air, first 10 iTunes gift card.
Bob has shifting gears here. Pow.
Pow.
On the scoreboard, shifting gears. Bob has himself 9 medals overall. How's that breakdown between the bronze? It's bronze, silver, and gold in the X Games,
yeah, it's bronze,
right?
Silver, and gold. They brought the medal thing into skateboarding because it was usually just, you know, for a second you got the trophies and,
right.
you know, they did the Olympic style into it. But I have, like, 3 golds and probably a couple bronze.
Well, I'll figure the rest are silver.
It's like everything else is, like, you don't think about.
Is it? I do. I would think about even
counting?
Bronze.
Bob, you got asthma, dude.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you got your inhaler out. I can.
I try not to use it as much.
You need to use it now.
Yeah.
You get fixed restriction. You get emphysema if you don't treat it properly.
Yeah, I don't like what it does like to my heart rate.
And then you need the steroid one. You need to take it.
Yeah.
True. Get him on the juice.
You really need
get
it.
Him on the serious one. Yeah.
This is a trained ear.
You know, I've had it since I was.
I know,
4.
But you're starting to get fixed restriction. I can hear it. That's not good.
True.
Yeah,
let's.
You're gonna be an unhappy 40-year-old.
Yep.
50-year-old.
And possibly 40. Let's.
Yeah, make it to 40. That can happen. 50 will be very unhappy.
Well, let me ask you this, Drew. I heard the other day that you get asthma from like allergies. Is that true?
You get something like asthma. Asthma is actually a complex disorder of excess mucus production and
erythritol.
And what you get is what we call bronchospasm. Allergies, which is like
one of the greatest football players
of all time.
His
pulling guard is fantastic.
Bronchospasm. Before, you know, when they had the leather helmets.
Jerry Kramer, bronchospasm.
Yeah. When you want student body left, you wanted to be behind bronchospasm as you went for pay dirt. Okay.
So this way, now you use steroids.
Let me ask. So
topical steroids.
It's not an easy answer then, but
what?
If your kid has allergies, can
yes.
that then turn into asthma?
It kind of can, but it can come in the same complication, which what happens is, man, am I going to bore you?
Go now. Ahead.
Bernoulli's Law. Ready, Adam?
Boring.
You like interesting things. Flow down a tube is inversely related to the fourth
Bernoulli's
power.
Bernoulli's Law, one of the greatest
power.
Sitcoms of the early 80s, by the way.
Fourth power, the radius of that tube. So a tiny change creates a 4-power change in flow.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So when your airways get inflamed, they tighten up. The muscles around them tighten. They shrink
mm-hmm.
down. So flow gets highly restricted. And if it stays restricted and inflamed, it becomes sort of fibrotic and scarred down.
Mm.
And
that's panic.
That's called emphysema because it stays permanently.
What if
that
we
way,
send bronchospasm right through the center,
no.
right up the
even
gut,
he,
just
yeah.
to
even
bust
he
it
can't
up?
Do it.
Even bronchospasm.
Even bronchospasm.
Can't defy Bernoulli's Law.
Bernoulli's.
Whatever.
Well, I got mine from I grew up in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Oh, Brazil.
Yeah, and
oh,
we lived
pollution.
In this house that had a lot of mold.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I started developing, and I actually got allergic to cat fer and dust and smoke and
well,
all that stuff.
Well, that's not mold. That's what everybody gets. That's you're allergic.
Yeah, exactly. And then that triggers my asthma. Yeah.
But if you always think about all these things of these other countries and stuff, but being allergic to stuff in other countries would suck.
Because nobody pays attention to it.
Well, first off, you have like a tree growing through your living room and a monkey on your head all the time.
You had more oxygen, but I didn't.
Number two, you know, there's not all these highfalutin inhalers and all this stuff. There's not a pharmacy on every corner. Get your hands on all this good stuff. Well, get them on the juice, Drew.
Yeah, it's time.
Now, what brought you over here from Brazil?
Skateboarding.
Really?
Yeah, skateboarding. I mean, my father's American and my mom's Brazilian, so he went down there for doing some commodity stuff and actually worked with coffee for a long time.
Oh.
So then he met my mom, and here I was, and then I started skating, and skateboarding was happening. That was California was where it's at, and I had to move.
Well, how old were you when you moved here?
About 17, 18.
Wow, was it a tough adjustment?
Cool? Since my dad was American, it was like, you know, I had the culture in me. It wasn't so much of a culture shock as a lot of my other friends, but there was some communication. I mean, I spoke English, but I spoke like dad English. You know, people would talk slang to me. I was like, I wouldn't understand.
Right.
And skateboarding was basically pulled me out of Brazil and
taught him Spicoli English.
Yeah.
By the way, Drew's exact story.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Such a coincidence.
Yeah. The slums of Brazil, but this four...
Sao Paulo.
Yeah, four wheels. That was his way out. And then your mom, did she come with you?
Yeah, everyone came out here. Everyone came. My mom's like, everyone's like close by. My dad's close by. My mom's close by. I got my sisters. Everyone's, you know, big Brazilian family all around. It makes a big difference.
I think I like the Brazilian flag. It's got a little green piece in it. It's got a little gay flag in it. It's got a little everything.
Yeah.
That's one of those flags. The Brazilian flag just says, we're ready to party. Like, it's like, look, forget about nuclear armament. We ain't wasting a bunch of money on battleships. We got a wet T-shirt contest coming up about noon. Like, that flag just says, let's get down. Let's go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some beats down.
You see so much of that going on wherever the flag is waved that you just make that association
maybe,
now, I think.
Maybe you just you don't see it raised on Mount Sarabachi or anything.
Yes.
You just see it in the background of shooters,
That's right.
With some chick half naked up there.
Yeah, most people don't know is our Constitution was written in 88. It's like it's really recent.
Oh, 1988? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And before then, it was a
big
dictatorship. I remember this. I mean, I remember the first elections and stuff. It was a trip.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the flag? Is it green and
it's
red?
Green, yellow,
blue.
And blue.
Blue. Yeah. That's
and it says, and it says order and progress. And when you go down to Sao Paulo, the last thing you see is order.
Well, the history of South America is brutal.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. If you really study it, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. Tough people.
Well.
Yeah.
I think it may be tougher as a skateboarder.
Tough history.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because peoples. I mean, there's all kinds of people warring down there over the years.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, here we go.
Yeah.
Let's break it down.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Where are you in Brazil? Are you out on the end? Where's Brazil? Or are you in the middle somewhere?
At the top. It's over
at
here.
At the top.
Front.
All right. At least you're not in that S sandwich over there, you know, around Panama or something where you got stuff on
the
and left.
This.
Yeah, where do you have the most stuff in the right, like Nicaragua?
There you go. This is Mexico, Central America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Central.
South America.
Central's
what
I like.
Brazil. This is all Brazil.
I like to stay
away from
with
the little stuff cut out up here.
The lungs of the world.
This is all cut off up here and all the rest
isn't
of the
Panama, season. The canal over here?
It's right here.
Right there.
Yeah, that's where you don't want to be.
It's like
That's an S sandwich. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Well, it's a shortcut if you need
the
to.
Two oceans are S sandwiching you, yeah?
Yeah, no.
Between the big countries.
Here's what I'm saying. We got Mexico on one side pushing, but then we got Canada on the other. It's kind of
Panama.
Our pillow. You know what I mean? Canada's our Canada is this country's pillow. If we had Mexico on both sides of us, we'd be smashed.
Panama used to be part of Colombia.
Oh, really?
Over here, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Drew.
Yeah.
All right, listen.
A little South American history here.
No, I like it. And a little central, too. Are you ready to go? So, Do you go back?
Yeah, I go back a lot. I was there probably three times already this year.
Really?
And he speaks Portuguese. Wait to hear that
Portuguese,
language.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a confusing one.
É uma língua muito bonita. A gente gosta muito de falar português.
Said I was beautiful.
He was in love with you. It was kind of scary. I had to get a chill.
I did hear the bonita part. I know what that means. Kayleen?
Yes.
Oh, by the way, the X Games coming up on the 4th and the 7th of August. And let me just say this. I think Jimmy... and I were down at the, we were like the ambassadors to the X Games of like the fourth X Games the third or the fifth.
Like San Francisco,
or
where was it?
San Francisco, yeah. All I remember is we had a guy named Lugenstein following us around.
Oh, my
day.
God. You had Lugenstein?
We remember him.
Yeah. I like to forget him. But the point is it was not that big a deal, hence the fact that they had me and Jimmy over there as the ambassadors,
you
know. It's a big deal now.
I know.
It's all over TV, guys, you know, making the evening news, guys doing stuff you hadn't even, no one even thought about before. I mean, the bar has been raised. It's incredible to keep up from year to year. It seems like, you know, the sport, skateboarding, BMX, motocross, whatever, I wouldn't say it flatlined, you know, through the 80s, but it's not now every year. You better do something bigger. You better do something better.
Well, it's been on. I mean, the last, you know, 10 years since 95 were the first X Games. I mean, just over and over and over it gotten bigger. It was a little confusing at first and a little alienating to the skateboarders. You know, it's going into the masses. And then
right.
now it's accepted. I mean, even after, like, a lot of the video games and Tony's games. And
yeah, I think Tony broke out.
It educated people.
And now I was reading an article. Some LA Times something was saying that the skateboarding is the new Little League. There's like training camps and things.
Oh, yeah. No, my nephews are going to like skateboarding camp and surfing camp.
Oh, the difference there is that, you know, you go out to Little League and you got a coach telling you what to do. And skateboarding, you just get on your board and you're free to do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's what it kind of appealed to me, to just go out and, hey, I can go out and break myself and it's my fault and I can actually make something and it's my merit, you know, so it definitely kept me.
Well, that's the thing with me. The only time I feel free is when I'm out there in the ocean on my stick, you know, or when I'm dancing. That's the only time I feel free.
You mentioned that we were on the air here and Drop Trout. It makes you feel free.
I feel free, too.
Kayleen?
It's the only time I feel free.
I know, I can tell.
Yeah. Kayleen?
Yes.
Here we go.
21.
Here we go. Yes. This is where you talk.
Okay.
Oh, my. Okay, talk. Go.
Oh, I'm just supposed to ask you my question now?
All right. See, that's how the show works. She got to stay on hold for another 40 minutes. All right, varicose veins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Special
Adam?
Varicose veins.
You're 15?
Yeah.
You have varicose veins on your scrotum?
Yeah.
Wow. Your scrotum looks like a mad scientist's forehead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Pulsating.
Like, pulsating.
Not the mad scientist, like an alien.
Mad scientist.
And it speaks without having a mouth.
It doesn't move its mouth, but it suggests super intelligence. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's a kind of common thing.
Genius balls.
Adam, did that develop suddenly, those varicose veins?
No. Well, I had it for a few months ago, and then, like, last July, I had it, like, fixed or something, but it came back.
Just one sort of word of advice for people: if they notice a bunch of swollen veins in their testicles, all of a sudden, that can be a tumor, like a lymphoma, sometimes up in the pelvic area. But when you're born with this, it's something that it feels like a bag of worms, right? When you feel it, it's kind of yucky, and it's very hard to get rid of. It kind of comes back after the surgery, doesn't it, Adam?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking to me.
I
was looking at Bob's resume here, and I just heard my name, and I thought, why did my nuts get dragged into this conversation?
So what's the question, Adam?
What are some of the causes of it and stuff like that?
Just kind of being born with it. And then the other thing is something obstructing further up in the pelvis, like a tumor.
Adam, I believe everything happens for a reason. See what a-holes those people sound like when you just put it, when you talk about this kind of stuff?
Yes.
Those idiots I believe everything happens for a reason. Yeah, you have a sack of worms in your nut sack at age 15 because everything happens for a reason.
Right.
So, Well, what are you going to do?
Nothing. You can have it, you know, surgically removed. It's just hard to get rid of it permanently. It's very hard.
Is there such a thing? How about such a thing, Drew? You know, the scrotum is one of the ugliest things God ever created.
Yes. By the way, the 15-year-old worrying about their appearance and being normal and that kind of thing, the bag of worms usually doesn't look that bad.
I will keep my scrotum in a Crown Royal sack because of its ugly appearance.
Yes, of course.
It's purple, velvety, with the gold lettering.
Tie it real tight at the top.
Tight at the top.
Don't want anybody to peek. Don't want anybody to see that.
I think the ladies appreciate it.
Of course.
And when it gets cold, I'll stuff my entire package into that, you know, just be on my way. But the point is what about some sort of glove? You know what I mean?
Scrotum glove?
Well, poodles can wear sweaters. Do you know what I'm saying? What about a little sack for the scrotum? Wouldn't that be lovely if that would come into fashion?
It's a great idea.
It's a great. Oh, did you say great?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge idea.
but think of the different the different seasons that could be represented.
Oh, the colorways.
And the statements you could make. I could put a burlap sack around my sack.
You can go green and yellow.
Wrapping the flag.
Ready for a party. I'm an autumn. So I would probably... you're summer, Drew, so I guess a lot of yellows, a lot of pastels.
Or just a little bathing suit.
old style stripe one with the belt.
Sure.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, Drew. Look, do you understand that dog clothing is a multi-million dollar a year business?
That's the point. That's the point. That's more absurd.
Put your sack in a sweater this winter.
All right. That's your motto.
Drew, write that down.
I got it.
Write that down. Melissa, Bob comes out with his own brand of X Games gear. You know what I mean? Something edgy for the kids.
Well, they got those fingerboards. Maybe he could figure something out for the scrotum.
Yeah, let me go on record with those fingerboards. I think I remember when Tony Hawk was coming in here monkeying with those fingerboards about 7 years ago. And I remember saying, are you retarded? Nobody wants to play with those things. And I don't think anyone ever did.
My kids had them.
6 months.
Yes.
No, you take them to school.
But it was a class.
Look, it was enough to bridge him into his next video game.
Right. All right. Yeah, he made a few million on that before the big payday, the next thing. I know. I see the guy in Cribs every 20 minutes. He's showing another. He's got a new house, got a new wife, but, got new kids,
by the way,
cars, every
if there were a guy that deserved it, it's Tony.
He's a good guy.
Good guy. Yeah.
You know.
He's done a lot, man.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's done a lot for us.
Melissa?
Hey.
You're 19?
I am.
What's up?
Adam, first of all, Marco Polo, I'm totally all for it. Adam Carolla.
It's been a little while. Yeah. Explain that to Bob.
I need to get that off my chest.
Gonna replace the kids' pool game, Marco Polo. Yeah. I don't know if they had that in Brazil.
Do you know the game?
The Southern Hemisphere. They didn't know Marco Polo. He didn't cruise through there.
He didn't. Yeah, he was off to China. He did this thing. Do you know Marco Polo is?
Yeah.
You're cool. All right. So this is a pool game where kids are in the water and they're splashing around. And you probably have one, but
is that the water soccer or whatever?
No, one guy closes their eyes and he just yells out Marco. And the whole group has to say Polo.
We had that game, which you just didn't say Marco.
What did you say?
Charles.
Adam Carolla.
No, you just had to scream. You had to say, make a noise or something.
You see what goes on with these other countries, Drew?
They're coming around. It's fertile soil for your game.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, yes. Okay. So here's the point. You guys don't have Marco Polo in Brazil. We have Marco Polo out here.
Exactly.
All right. Well, now we replace Marco Polo with Adam Carolla.
So Adam
Carolla.
Yeah.
See how that works?
I like it. I'm going to take that to Brazil.
Yeah,
anything's better than them just making noises.
I'm not going to say Marco Polo because it doesn't make sense.
No, don't even get it started. Don't give him the option.
All right.
Just say we're going to replace
him. I'm going exclusive with the Adam Carolla.
Yeah. Don't get it wrong. Screw it up, though.
It comes back
as Adam Carolla. It'll be not good.
That would be horrible, like a Mad Lib. Like, I go to Brazil in my 60s and I hear the kids, Adam Carolla.
They got it wrong.
All right, where are we, Drew?
Three?
Mm. All right. Melissa?
Yes.
You're 19. Thank you, by the way, for the Adam Carolla. Go ahead.
So, oral sex out the window with me. Like, I would like to. Like, I totally owe it to my boyfriend. But the gag reflex is horrible. And I don't know if there's anything I could do about this. I don't know.
It's tough. Some people, just things passing their teeth, if your toothbrush, that sort of thing, they can really get a heavy gag.
But they eat okay.
Yeah, I know.
If I eat things that I don't like, I'll gag.
Yeah, she's just saying she doesn't like his penis.
Oh, you mean like greasy gopher guts or something? I don't know.
Like, just anything. Like, I have a really bad gag reflex.
Okay.
All right, so
what about training yourself with, like, a wooden spoon or something?
You can train yourself, but it's still going to be tough, and she'd have to work at it.
Have they ever done any real experiments with trying to really, you know, sort of chisel that gag reflex down?
I don't know if they've done experiments, but certainly people can do that. They can learn to sort of suppress and override that gag reflex. There are medications help with that, too, but I certainly
wouldn't. Really?
Yeah, but I wouldn't
recommend. For what?
There's certain parts of the brain that trigger those sorts of gags and
so you got the guy that eats the sword.
There are people that can do that, learn to do that, and Melissa can learn to be better with this, but it's going to be tough for her. I don't know of any technique. Maybe somebody out there has a technique to do it.
What happens when you brush your teeth?
When I brush my teeth?
Well, yeah.
Nothing.
It's my dad doing in Israel.
I know. It sounds like a nutty question.
What's my dad doing in Israel?
What I said, Melissa, was that some people, when their toothbrush passes their teeth, even to brush their teeth, they have a problem.
Oh, yeah. I don't have that problem.
You don't have that problem. See, her thing is taste plus.
Is it taste plus?
Yeah, I guess.
Melissa, for you, it's clearly the idea that's as much a problem as the actual passing of the plane of the mouth.
Let's talk about Melissa behind her back. First off, I love our listeners, by the way, because you bring up brushing your teeth after you brought up brushing. They're like, what?
How dare you?
It's a hygienic show.
What's my dad doing in Israel?
Yeah, what do you think we're talking about? That suggests to me, look, if this person had and we have spoken to these people, have legitimate, very delicate gag reflexes. Those people do have difficulty brushing their teeth.
That's true.
There's a little more weirdness than there is gagness.
In those people?
In this person.
Well, she's saying, I don't like things freak me out. I don't like the taste. The penis freaks me out. I don't like getting near my mouth.
True. This isn't all about you. Let's focus on Melissa's problem. Okay? All right. Okay. Can we for a second just to turn every question in on yourself? Wow. I apologize, Bob. I don't know where that came from.
It's okay.
Well, Melissa?
Yes, you do.
I do. Melissa?
Yes.
Yeah, because I believe everything happens for a reason. So I believe everything happens for a reason, including your gag reflex. Have you had any trauma or any bad experiences? Mm. I don't mean out and out. I just mean something weird. I don't know. I'm not getting trauma survivor. I'm just getting a weird... here's the thing
Are you afraid of snakes? It's a great question.
Let me explain something about women. Their minds are feeble. Okay? They're not like our minds. They're very delicate, the women's mind.
Send those letters to Love Line, care of Adam Carolla.
I've spoken to women who, I've never eaten an avocado again in their life because when they were five, they tasted their uncle made them eat too much guacamole, and they were like, never again.
Yeah.
You know, they're very... Women do Fierce. That more than guys.
All right.
You know what I mean?
I'll give you that. Yeah.
Guys are used to getting knocked down and sort of getting back up again.
Yeah.
Women get knocked down and they go, that's enough of that.
I'm out. Yes.
Right?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
For the most part.
Yes.
Melissa.
Yeah.
So, do you have bad dreams about snakes?
No.
No. And did you have any kind of bad experience where something freaked you out when you were a kid?
No, I knew this question was going to come, but nothing.
Nope. We don't mean molestation or anything like that.
Yeah.
We just mean just some image or something that sort of got you. You know, sometimes when you associate certain experiences with nausea or something, you know, you eat a certain thing, you get sick afterwards. I'll never do that again.
You go to the circus. You go to the circus, you get a bad churro. That's all it takes for a chick.
Right. Anything like that?
No, nothing like that.
All right. So you need to kind of work on this. It's more than just the gag. It's also the idea of the thing.
But you brush your teeth, no problem at all. Even when you do that thing where you brush your tongue.
No problem.
Oh, I can't do that.
Yeah, I gag brushing a tongue.
Yeah.
Although my huge penis-shaped toothbrush probably isn't helping. And I got to tell you, it was humiliating when my maid walked in.
Yeah. How about this for Melissa?
Penis-shaped.
There you go.
Wait a minute.
You're on to something.
Write that down. Bob, write that down. Somebody write this down. Because a woman who has difficulty performing oral... Well, may only get a crack at it a couple times a year.
Look,
you get the penis-shaped toothbrush.
She's 19. Calm down. Relax. Don't be in a hurry to do this stuff.
Yeah. All right, but here's the other thing, too, Melissa. Stop announcing to yourself, at least, that this is something you can't do or you won't do. Right. How about you just vow to get better at it and overcome? Yes?
There you go.
All right. That meant good times. No way.
Yeah.
It's kind of like learning a new trick.
Yeah.
A vow.
Yeah, on skateboard. On the skateboard.
Can't means won't.
Right.
You got to do it.
It does. God damn it. I mean, what people do is they announce, I don't do this, and then they never do. Or they just say, I'm bad at this. I can't do this. I'll not do this. This doesn't work. And then now they're sort of off the hook with it. Instead of saying, I need to do this. I need to get better at doing this. I may not ever be the best, but I can certainly be good at it.
I categorically agree with you on most things. I'm not sure this particular behavior is the one that you have to focus on, but if it's important to her, so be it.
It's important to me.
Hey,
all right.
We're going to commercial. By the way, for those of you listening on Wednesday, what's today, the 14th, 15th, please watch my show tonight on Discovery Health Channel, Strictly Sex. Tune in. It's at 9 on Wednesday and midnight. Check your local listings.
I saw your big... Big billboard.
Isn't that crazy?
Big
you saw it again?
Well, now I'm camped out.
You're saying
it
all the time.
Looks good.
Yeah,
you look good.
Yeah.
Looks nice.
I'll be down short in moments.
I'm telling you, go take a picture.
I know.
Bob Burnquist is here tonight. He is X Games. I'll just go ahead and call you champion. Been in every single one of them, all 11 of them. 9 medals. Thank you very much. Going to be competing again.
For all 10 of them, with the 11th one coming up.
Oh, the 11th one is coming up. This is the 11th, yes. The X Games. So you've been a 9 out of 10. We will
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, 9 medals out of 10 games.
Yep.
And this is the 11th coming up this August, the 4th through the 7th. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
First 10 callers tonight get on the air that are over 18. Get an iTunes gift certificate valued at $99.
Mm-hmm.
99 songs.
Is that 99 songs?
I don't know.
How does tax work with that, though?
I don't think you tax stuff on the internet.
You don't?
For the most part.
Wow.
Right?
What the hell do I know?
Tax.
It's like Nevada. Yeah. Bob Bernquist is here tonight. Bob is going to be doing the X Games for the 11th time coming up this August 4th through 7th. Bob has himself 9 medals, and I think I got that all straightened out.
Yeah.
What's your favorite event, skateboarding-wise?
The one I compete most in is vertical skateboarding, which is that U-shaped ramp, like the half pipe. And they got a new one now, which is the Big Air, and that's the one that's really a blast to participate in.
Is Big Air...
Big air half pipe.
Is it just bigger?
Yeah, it's a lot bigger. And Danny Way actually came up with a concept a couple years ago, and it's kind of like mimicking snowboarding, bringing in a little bit of the magnitude and the size of the ramp. You got like a 70-foot roll into, 40 to 50-foot gap into like a 27-foot quarter pipe. So everything's just
bigger.
Yeah, but
a lot bigger.
Well, now what is the average? Sort of competition half pipe. Is that about
the average
12
one's
feet?
Like 12, 13 feet.
Right.
And that's the one that you've been seeing for years.
And this is how big?
This is a 27-foot quarter pipe. Wow. So
yeah, and
how many stories is that?
27 is almost 3 stories.
Wow.
You gotta figure about 10-foot plus
a
story. Well, I remember last year they had this.
Did you
huge...
go check out that one on the in the parking lot?
Yeah.
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 That's the one.
I secretly rode it at night, Drew, and conquered it, but I didn't want any news or any cameras
slid
around.
Down on your ass?
I went there and conquered it, but I did it alone, like a big wave rider, going out alone. Like Patrick,
Dawn Patrol.
Like Patrick Swayze
in whatever
that crappy movie he was in that I loved so much.
You don't care for cameras.
Yeah, Point Break. No, you know, it wasn't about the cameras, it wasn't about the magazine, it was about me and the plywood. In my ass, hitting the plywood. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
actually,
yeah.
I couldn't ride a ramp, but I could make a hell of a ramp, Drew. Do you understand?
You could build one, you mean?
I could build an F of a ramp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'd be using a lot of...
Oh, man, they ought to come to you and design some stuff.
They really should talk to me. I'd be cutting ribs for that baby. I'd
nice.
Be,
you know, well, I'd I'm be, building one at my house right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
What do you need to know? Well, you probably know, but I'll tell you materials-wise... I'd be using all treated lumber because it's going to be outside.
Yeah, you got
all
the pressure treated.
All that green pressure treated stuff.
You can use some FSC stuff. You know, the Forested Stewardship Council wood that's coming out. The international certification of wood that goes from doesn't come from old growth forests.
Brazilian rainforest
here. Nice.
Save the lungs of the world. I'm Brazilian. I got to do it.
Yeah, no, I'm all, you know, wood really didn't change for, at least 20 years or maybe 20,000 years or something. It was all the same crap. And then lately they started coming out with a lot of engineered wood.
Makes sense.
And it's really good stuff. And it's basically like everything else that gets recycled. Instead of cutting down a whole tree, just take a lot of trimmings and mix it with some glue and put it in a press and cut it. Ends up being straighter. People don't realize how bent wood is.
Yeah.
You know, you go to your average Home Depot, go look through the 2x4 pile, and half of them are rejects.
Hmm.
They're twisted. They're cracked.
Yeah,
if
wood's
you use,
not perfect.
Use them for a wall. Yeah, there are no straight lines in nature.
Yeah. Cool.
No straight lines in nature. No straight lines in nature.
Yes, Master Euclid.
I love the blowhards that drop that line on you. But the engineered stuff is all really straight, all really strong, and the way to go. And it's probably going to be, and it's sort of bug resistant. You know, it's cheaper,
and all
it's stronger,
the
straighter.
Glued engineered stuff will be giving us cancer in 10 years. Anyway.
Yeah.
So.
But just for the guys who worked with it, like me and Bob.
Yeah.
Bob's going to keel over from bronchial constrictions anyway. But the point is, you're building a ramp.
Yeah.
All right, and so you got to build, like, ribs, you know? You got to build,
yeah, you got to rib it out, and it's actually a really weird... it's a corkscrew, actually, is what I'm building.
You're building a corkscrew?
Yeah, it hasn't been done. I'm doing it right now.
Are you going to...
You know that old stunt, the James Bond movie, where the car does the bridge? That's what I want to replicate. Now, I was talking to the guy this morning, trying to explain to him what I want, and he's, you know, sitting with his computer. He's got his CAD-looking software, and I'm like, man, how are you going to translate that into reality?
He's building a corkscrew, crew. They said it couldn't be done!
That's interesting.
It is. Remember the Bond
movie? It's being built right now, this week.
No. That's what I love about Drew. Even movies he knows, he doesn't know.
Which Bond movie was it?
It was a Bond movie where him and the small-town sheriff jumped into, like, a Pacer, and they're heading for a bridge that was knocked out.
Yeah.
And the way the bridge was knocked out, one side of it was lower than the other, and it was, like, broken in half. And so when he hit it, the car actually corkscrewed and then landed on his feet. Drew, you've seen it.
Probably.
You've seen it in the movies. You've seen it on TV. Yeah. It's an awesome scene.
Yeah.
And that's what you're talking about.
That's what I'm doing. I'm doing it with the gap because I couldn't, you know, I wanted to close it up, but it was just a really hard mathematical whatever equation to get it done.
So instead of doing a loop, you're doing a corkscrew, which seems harder than a loop.
It's a little harder because you're going forward and you're flipping. It's
you got to hit it exactly right.
Yeah, you got to do it
right.
But different than the car thing where the actual obstacle had to be perfect for the car to do that turn.
Right.
I can do it with my body and adjust it.
Right.
It was an awesome stunt.
Yeah, it was. It stuck in my head.
Oh, man. Diamonds are forever, maybe. I don't know.
One of those James Bond.
Yeah, I'm going to find that out because it's driving me nuts.
The corkscrew is for a movie I'm working on right now. It's called The Reality of Bob.
A Bond movie?
It's like a Bob movie.
A Bob movie?
Yeah, exactly.
James Bob.
My name's Burnquist, Bob Burnquist.
Yeah, the name's Burnquist, Bob Burnquist. So the corkscrew.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to have to get some steel involved with that. You're not going to be able to build that
all
frame.
Wood.
It's going to be tough to build that frame out of wood. That's a lot, you know, the fabricating and the angles and everything.
Yeah.
And what do you skin it with, plywood?
Yeah, you skin it with, some kind of surface. It's a surface. It's called, there's skate light stuff, and there's this other stuff called clip tech.
There's actually stuff made for skateboarding.
Made for skateboarding.
And you screw it all in, or do you staple it?
Yeah, you screw it in. You screw it in, and I try not to use as many screws, but we'll probably end up screwing it in.
Right. You don't want to catch that.
No calls.
No calls, a corkscrew.
I know. Right? I know. He's not going to be able to get off this for half an hour. That's why I don't want him taking any calls.
How big a run do you? I'm just trying to. It's never been done, and
I don't know what you know. It's like we're trying to create something that you know. I'm trying to explain what I want to the builder, and then you know,
is he creating the forces and the mathematics based on your body and your speed and that stuff, or are you doing that?
No, I'll do that. I mean, it's hard for him to understand that. You know, in my mind, I know what I can do, so I try to tell him, okay, just build it like this, and then he goes, no, but I don't think you'll be able to do that. And I was like, no, just build it like that, and I'll worry about what I need to do. But it's hard to translate, you know. And there's this big radius here, a smaller radius in the end, so it does this little tight thing. And I mean,
it's got to be enough that you can be standing up and not get your head
standing
up.
It's probably going to be it's 16 foot high. We're debating actually what size of the roll and how much speed I needed. I was talking about it this morning right before I left to come to the show. I was just talking about it.
Wow. Let's talk to Lillian. That'll be bitching.
No.
Shut up. Draw a picture of it, though, for me, Bob. Drew, you ever see Final Tap?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Because I predict the corkscrew ramp's going to end up like the Stonehenge. The Stonehenge. See, Drew, but you don't know.
I can't remember.
You don't remember the biggest gag of the whole thing?
I don't remember.
Don't remember the joke of the Stonehenge?
No.
Okay. Mm. Don't remember being lowered down, the miniature Stonehenge?
Yeah.
No. Okay. What goes on, Drew? What goes on? Lillian?
Hello.
You're 22?
Yes.
Wow, Drew. Even moves you have seen, you haven't seen.
You know, honestly, the Spinal Tap viewing I've done has been like bits and pieces
and
stuff.
Oh, you didn't see it. Yeah. Oh, true. Come on, buddy. Lillian?
I'm here.
22?
Yes.
What's up?
I have a general knowledge of adult children of alcoholics, and I have this trouble with intimacy, and
That's part of coming from an abusive alcoholic family system, right?
Right. But what my past ex-boyfriends have told me, like we're in public and they had said, you don't hold my hand, we don't do this, and you need to chill out and loosen up. but then I have this great need, you know, to be loved, and I want to know how to stop being this train wreck.
Okay. Lillian.
First off, Lillian sounds...
Yeah, you sound like a train wreck, okay? You just give us that feeling, a train wreck feeling.
And
that
voice, yeah.
Yeah, and that sort of anxiety and that chaos and that internal emptiness and all that stuff we're sort of responding to is something that really needs long-term therapy, and you would sort of be benefited from an Al-Anon program, too.
There
we go.
He's actually making a model.
He is. He's mocking
a model of the corkscrew. He's actually
mocking
the corkscrew. Hey, but
Lillian, seriously, have you had therapy before?
No.
Okay, that's what you need. It's not as though we can tell you something where there's some sort of...
Hold on, Bob needs a hot glue gun.
Okay,
I haven't seen my alcoholic father in 14 years with that.
No, I know, and then he did some horrible things to you and stuff, too. But in order to reestablish a stable attachment to another person, you need to be with a skilled individual who can help you get through whatever blocks are in the way of that.
Yeah.
12-step is also a way to do that, but I think you might need some more than that. So take advantage of real treatment. You really should. You should get. It's not like we can give you some concept that's going to get you through this. It's not an intellectual process. It's an experiential process that takes time.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. You didn't help, Drew.
Three.
Husband doesn't like going down. Amanda.
Yes.
You're 24.
I sure am.
What's up, baby doll?
Well, my husband kind of has a fear of oral sex, performing it.
Fear.
I guess one of his old girlfriends urinated on him while he was doing it to her or something like that, and he has a fear of it now, and he's tried it twice with me. We've been together for a year and a half now, and he's only tried it twice.
Yeah.
And he lasts about a minute, and then okay. So he just...
All right, but let me explain, guys.
Yeah.
Guys could have gotten, like, food poisoning from eating a pizza 750 times. They're going 751.
Absolutely.
He ain't in.
He's fallen into God knows what kind of crap and done horrible things and gone back and done it again and broken his arm doing things and did it again.
Guys had their leg taken off by a shark, and they're like, I still love surfing. Yeah, I don't blame the shark. And get back in the water.
A little pee-pee on the forehead is not going to...
No.
That's not what it's about.
Fear of not doing it right.
No, he doesn't like it.
Yeah,
he just doesn't
or
like
that
it.
Too, but he's not good at
he's
it.
Not good. He doesn't like it.
He's looking for excuses. Yeah. And by the way, should you be sharing this
your previous
with your
experiences?
Partner?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember. You remember Shelly?
I told you about Shelly.
Yeah, remember why we call her Smelly Shelly?
The shooter?
The shooter? Smelly Shelly the shooter? Yeah. Oh, no. Well, it's true. She did do some clay pigeons, but no.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean... And then you telling this to your wife, like, once in a while, it's a real wuss way to go, but once in a while, I'll try to come clean a little bit with some BS and just see if he can get out of something. I don't trust this guy. Like, Amanda, didn't he have other girlfriends that he went on down and didn't get urinated on?
Before this one, and he was fine with it, but then this one came.
No way, Amanda, no way.
It's an interesting ploy, though, because women's, like we're talking about, man, they're feeble.
Yes.
We're talking about...
They'll buy this
women
BS.
Buy, because that's how a woman would do it. Like, if you said to a woman, because this is how women work, you know what? I'm sorry, I can't do it because I went down on my old girlfriend 3 years ago and she whizzed on me and I just can't do it. She'd go, oh, I understand, I see. Yeah. If you did have a guy, I'd be, hey, puss, get back down there.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, what is that?
Puss, get down there, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, don't people drink their own urine?
I do.
That's the point. It was not a horrific traumatizing experience. It got a little peepee on the forehead.
Sterile.
And by the way, it might have been ejaculation. It might not have been pee.
Yeah. I don't trust this guy.
Okay, so I just slap him around a little bit?
Don't be hostile, but yes, be insistent. Be firm.
What else? But, you know, I'm just wondering, is he selfish guy in general?
No, he's really not.
Is he comfortable? Like, there are certain cultures that really are against this. Like, Jamaican guys are very touchy about this.
No, he's got a little bit of Mexican in him, but other than that, he's...
And Brazilians are okay with it.
Brazilians invented it. What are you talking about?
It's right on the flag. At least that's the way I see
it. What is the flag again?
Order in progress.
Progress, right there.
Order... It's a bad sign. It's like a country saying we're not fat. Like, it's like going, what? Why are you bringing that up? That seems like there's
order.
Trouble.
Is there disorder in your country?
Yeah. Yeah, like when I see order, I hear disorder.
Yes, right. It's chaos. You hear chaos. It's like the underworld flag there is just chaos. It's
progress.
It's
the green is disappearing.
Smart. Yeah, it's like when I see those travel things, it says, take another look at Israel or something. It's like, I don't want to take a second look at anywhere. When I hear second look, that means something went on.
Just take another look.
Yeah, it means last time I was there, a bomb went off. I'm not taking a second look. And by the way, they don't do that with tropical paradises.
Right.
You know, and
right.
I mean, they give it a, hey, come on, we're not how we used to be. Right. Order on the flag. You guys should have talked to us about that flag.
Yeah.
We could have helped you out with
put
that flag.
Smart, like, don't tread on me. Here we go. Let's go. Come on.
How many flags say things? You know what I mean? There's a fair amount of flags that have...
Live Free or Die? Was that Vermont?
Well, I know, but not the country's flag. Oh. You know what I mean? Our flag doesn't say anything.
We're Arabic countries have stuff on there we can't read.
You got a lot of crap. I think it's just F. Whitey on most of the American flags. That's the way I read it, anyway. I also don't like the ones that have swords and, you know, missiles and stuff on. It's like, oh, relax over there. Come on now. You know?
Yeah.
What, you guys got to start up?
And not just any sword. It's like the novelty swords from the guy in the turban in the 1920s film.
The ones they used to behead infidels.
Yes, right.
Yeah, that's a bad sign. Yeah. All right, let's take ourselves a break. I'd really like to just travel the world's countries, explain them what's wrong, insulting their flags.
Here we go.
That'd be awesome.
In the bathroom. Let's go.
Middle East would be a tough run. Mm-hmm. Bob Burnquist is here tonight. He's going to be doing his 11th X Games on his skateboard and killing himself on his homemade corkscrew.
Yes.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. No. It's Dr. Drew. Bob Burnquist is here tonight. Bob is got himself a skateboard, and he's not scared to ride it. You know what I'm saying?
That is very nice hand.
Got himself a corkscrew. He's built. Crazy stuff.
But his corkscrew.
He's made a model.
Yeah, like this. It's going to be like that. Say.
Right? Yeah.
Well, no, it's going to have a gap in it like the James Bond movie. It's like, this is going to be like that, and the receiving is going to be
land. Yeah. What other kind of corkscrew is there?
I thought maybe one where he actually, you know,
To go all the way around would make it kind of like a loop, and I didn't want to do that.
You want to get air.
I want to get some air and actually cork and go forward.
Time I feel free, man, is when I'm on my stick in a corkscrew.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You've always said that.
Drew, go. Hey.
What?
Chris, find out what Bond movie that was. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Adam, please.
Not really, no.
Okay.
Chris got it.
All right.
Chris. I mean, Anderson.
What did, here's the thing that always cracks me up. It's not the part where I know things and other people don't know things. How do I manage to surround myself with people exclusively don't know what I'm talking about?
Go to line 2. He'll hook
Drew knows a lot of stuff. And I was going to say Chris does, but Drew knows a lot of stuff.
So do I.
You know, and so does Chris. Was that Chris?
Yes.
Chris knows a lot of stuff, but how do you guys figure the stuff? How do you know exactly what I don't know or do know and then don't know that? You know what I mean? That's the challenge.
That's why we make sense.
If you know a ton of stuff, it's just you don't know anything I know.
Think if we knew all the same stuff, how boring that would be. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why have both of us here then?
But think how great it would be if you knew what I was talking about just half the time. Michael?
Yeah. Hey,
Adam.
How do I work?
How do you see Spinal Tap exactly and not know the whole Stonehenge
game? I didn't see the whole movie. So.
Okay, go ahead, Michael.
I know exactly what movie that is. Octopussy?
Octopussy, yep. Huh? Nice.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Which Bond? Which was the Bond that was in it?
Roger Moore.
That's right.
I think it was Moore.
Yeah. I don't think it was Octopussy, by the way.
All right. So what's the question, Michael? Here we go.
All right. My question is, I wanted to know how Bob Burnquist, how he got into skating. Like, who introduced him into skating?
All right. I started skating from the popularity going up in Brazil, actually, just that everyone had boards. And
really?
I had a soccer ball that I let a buddy borrow, and he lost it. So I went back into his house and...
Took his skateboard.
All right, that's pretty cool.
Wow.
And that's kind of like how it all started.
That, and I also had a question. Do you know anything about Tony Hawk Underground 3?
Yeah. I know I already shot some photos, and we already started working on it.
Oh, sweet, because I love the first two.
Yeah, no, it's a blast. Those games are awesome.
Thanks.
Adam?
Yeah.
I thought you could bring up maybe the Burnquist. Remember that idea you had about boarding school?
You know? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Skateboarding school.
Yeah, we're thinking surfboarding school. But
skateboarding school we brought up, too.
Hey, yeah, that can go all over the U.S.
Well, this is a drama. This is like the O.C. You know, this is
it's a reality show.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of a twist on boarding school.
It's a boarding
school. Your kids away to boarding school, yeah. But this is skateboarding school.
But you don't get bored there.
Yeah, a lot of troubled, good-looking, yet troubled teens skating. You know what I mean?
A lot of frolicking footage.
A lot of frolicking.
A lot of action footage.
From trouble to success.
Yeah, sort of troubled teens.
Yeah.
Learning sort of lessons
Dukes of Hazzard. Dukes of Hazzard meets the O.C.
Let them slam.
On skateboards.
Yeah. One of every culture, but all hot and all having sort of white features, let's be honest. But great looking. You know, an Asian chick who's good at skating and a black chick and with an inner city guy.
And with the recent success of Lost, we need like a monster chase them regularly.
Hmm.
Right?
Mm.
It's a skateboarding school. It's on an island. It's on an island. Just go with me. Go with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on an island.
All right. Let's talk to...
we got to take a break.
All right, but let me just talk to Catherine over here, 18. Catherine?
Yes?
Ooh, baby voice. Uh-oh. Catherine.
What's up?
Your boyfriend wants to have a threesome?
Well, kind of. He wants to watch me have sex with another guy.
Oh, bad sign. But hold on a second. Wait a minute, someone has another answer.
Steve?
Or a answer. Steve?
Adam!
Corolla, what's the answer?
James Bond movie.
Live and Let Die. My uncle's buddy Joe Hooker, and he did the stunts for it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow, he went straight to the source.
Liar, whore, you know it.
Live and Let Die. Proving once again we have the world's dumbest callers, because 10 seconds earlier, Octopussy. Remember I said I don't think that was it?
I got Man with the Golden Gun on the internet.
No.
Which one do you believe now?
No.
That's three
different sites.
It's Live and Let Die.
Check it out. Here we go. We're taking a break.
We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's like cake. Is that
really?
Cake? That's the bass line. It's got that cake bass line.
I guess not. Anderson isn't jumping into it.
No, it's not cake.
Yeah.
Mm. Who is that?
Still the Gorillaz.
We hate the Gorillaz.
Anyway, iTunes giveaway. Right. First 10, time again for me to remind you all, to watch Discovery Health Channel 9 at midnight on Wednesday, please, to search for sex. Mm-hmm. Secondly, first 10 callers tonight that get on the air, I don't think we've had quite 10 yet, who are over 18 will win an iTunes gift card valued at $99.
Bob Bergquist is here tonight. Bob, give my pen back you were going to use to draw corkscrew.
Well, I made a model out of it instead.
If you want to call ripping up a sheet of notebook paper and then handing the pattern pieces to Brazilian skills.
Just the strips.
Yeah, handing a bunch of strips. All right. Now
it sounded cool.
Now do you see my vision? Yeah, why don't you take a look at my trash can. I'll show you my vision. All right, so Bob is going to be in the participating in his 11th. X Games coming up this August 4th through the 7th out here in L.A. Out here in L.A. until the 9th.
Wow.
I mean, 2009, that is. I think we have the contract.
Yeah, they're here to stay now for a little bit.
Were they always in San Francisco?
No, they did 2 years in every spot. They did Providence, Rhode Island for the first two, and then they went over to San Francisco, went to San Diego, came to L.A., Philadelphia.
K-Rock had a concert at Anaheim Stadium, and they had a bunch of X-Game guys set up doing half pipes and stuff.
I've seen the X-Game guys just set up on Hollywood Boulevard in front of Kimmel's studio and just set up a ramp, get on a motorcycle, and do some flips.
Yeah.
I freak out. I'm scared to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm scared as a mother.
like you get the mother.
Yeah, the
I'm
mother
afraid
me.
For you.
Yeah, the mother comes out. Yeah.
I get like that watching the BMX guys and the motocross guys. Even from being a skateboarder, you still get that. I mean, I get scared when I see Matt Hoffman riding. You know, it's like
especially the BMX guys are getting crazy too. But the motorcycle guys, something idea about the thing actually having an engine.
Well, see, but the motorcycle, they have a little bit of a cushion in the in their seats. The BMX guys, they don't have it. You know, I'm talking about blue balls and all that,
the BMX guys are so stupid. They don't take their pegs off before they try the triple flip, so they leave their buddy pegs screwed on, which are essentially
for grinding.
They're for impaling.
Yeah,
when you go ahead and do the flip, and one's going to end up your ass. Go ahead and unscrew them. That's all, stoner. I'm going to yell at these guys. Also, what are you doing with this? Going right in your ribs, and then you see the guy eat crap, and then you see the peg go right in the guy's liver, and it's like, all right, Corey.
Yeah,
you know the Bond movie. Where the guy did the corkscrew jump in the pacer.
Yes.
What movie?
It's The Man with the Golden Gun.
Okay, now it's another. That's
third, two votes for the man with the golden gun.
But the website that I'm on says that it was an AMC Hornet hatchback.
It was an AMC Hornet hatchback. It was like orange or yellow. Yeah, AMC made a Pacer, and AMC made a Hornet, and it was an AMC car, and that's what it was. It was a Hornet hatchback.
It was a computer-generated stunt somehow in 1974.
Really? 74?
Computer-generated. They fooled me.
Oh, you better get a computer, brother.
Oh, man. It's too late. I started already.
It wasn't like the CGI that we know today, but it was a computer trick, yeah.
Really? Because it looked great for 30 years ago.
I heard the guy actually, you know, the guy that engineered it didn't share the secret. It was actually for real that it was done.
Really?
See, I was, yeah.
Buddy Joe Don Baker, Bobby Booty Bobber.
Now, what did Corey say? What film is it?
He said it was a man with a golden gun. And the other guy said it was
Live and Let Die.
And he got octopus.
How do you know, Corey?
Remember they're chasing Scaramanga in his car, then it goes in the garage and it turns into a plane and flies away? They're chasing Christopher Lee and... He's the man with the golden gun. And he has that tourist from Texas in his car with him.
Yeah, he was like, the sheriff from Texas.
Yeah, he's like freaking out, and then he goes over it, and then Scaramanga goes and flies
away.
Does
the corkscrew.
Yeah. Hey, Corey.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say you're a virgin.
No, definitely.
Really?
No.
You have some knowledge base, and you've been laid?
What?
I've never heard of such a thing. Young men usually either get laid or no things, but not both.
No, I have a steady girlfriend.
You do?
Yeah.
Once in a while, the nerd lucks out. All right. Well, thank you, Corey.
All right, yeah.
Problem. All right, and get out of Sunland, would you?
Oh, yeah, I am soon.
That's a
horrible
place.
Going to college? Where are you going?
I'm actually going to go back to Temecula, where I used to live. Well, I lived by Temecula. I'm going to go back there.
All right.
I didn't say go to Temecula. I just said get out of Sunland.
Yeah, I said go to college.
Yeah.
That's a great institution.
Drew said go to college, not go to Temecula. I said get out of Sunland, and you're going to Temecula.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Come on. You're smarter than that. You're sharp. Let's go.
Yeah. Hey, go skateboarding.
We can hear people when they... We know when you're smart. You're smart, Corey. Let's go.
Here we go.
Start living up to your voice, would you?
I have a smart voice.
All right, shut up. Now he
did.
Now he got dumb in those last eight syllables.
Hey, guys, I got a quick retraction. It was a computer. Yeah. Computer designed us.
Computer design.
Computer design, yeah.
There you go, because it really did look.
I'm doing the human brain design right now. We don't have a blueprint for it.
But you are going to use a guy with a CAD, right, who can figure this thing out. Yeah. All right. Okay.
There you go.
You get some steel involved with this, seriously. Catherine?
Yes?
18.
Yes.
And you mentioned your boyfriend wants to have a threesome with another guy?
Well, sort of. He wants to watch me have sex with another guy.
Oh, that's right. Wonderful.
That's weird.
You got that little girl voice.
So it means you've been exploited before when you were younger. What happened?
No, I haven't. Nothing happened to me.
Your parents are together?
Please.
My parents had a really bad divorce when I was younger.
How old were you when that happened?
I was 8 years old.
Sounds young.
Why'd your parents divorce? What happened?
My parents got together when they had a lot of baggage and it just didn't work out.
What does that mean? Translate that.
Tell us that's what they
physically had a lot of stuff.
My dad just got out of the war and my mom had a kid from a previous boyfriend.
And what about your dad?
That was the baggage?
Got done with the war?
So was your dad on opiates or something?
No, it's just that they got together at the wrong time. And
Catherine, please stop. Stop with the platitudes.
Oh, but hold on a second, Drew. You don't come from divorce. You have this feeling that people know why their parents got divorced. For the most part, they don't. Although she said it was a really bad divorce, which means there was some throwing of some dishes or something. So tell us about that part. But Drew, as far as kids knowing why their parents got divorced, they normally don't know why.
I don't want to hear this sort of nonsense. I want to hear what was up with your dad. What happened? He had something with the war. We had a post-traumatic stress disorder. He got on drugs. What happened?
Well, I don't know exactly what happened, but this is what everyone says in my family, that they were too young and they had...
All right. See, Drew, here's the problem. People get divorced when kids are 6, 7, 5, and nobody says, you know, sweetie, daddy caught mommy blowing Herb, the guy daddy works with, yeah. And, you know, he did, there's something called methamphetamine, the daddy, it's just like, mommy and daddy didn't get along well, yeah, that's what they do.
No, I understand that, but...
And the kid never asked.
Try to sugarcoat the story.
Approaching adulthood now, if Catherine would sort of figure
things
out.
Listen, I'm 90 years old, I never want to talk to my parents about why they got divorced. Right. I whenever I look at my dad and I go, I see what my mom was thinking, and then I look at my mom and I go, I see what my dad was thinking. That's all it takes for me.
Right.
My big question is, what were you two doing getting together? What the hell were you thinking? Not why'd you divorce, what brought you together?
Right.
You decided to marry that? I say that to each one. You know, I'm thinking through each other's, each eyes. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, yeah.
True, you've met my parents.
Yeah.
What were they thinking? Okay.
You.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. I know, it's what I tell my sister. Me.
All right, so some heavy stuff happened, and so I bet even more if we had time to dig in here, a lot more.
Mm.
And the fact that you would be with a guy who would want to exploit you in this way suggests that something really
How old is this guy?
He's 21. I mean, it's not that I don't want to do it because I love him too much to sleep with another guy.
Mm. What do you do for a living?
I work in college, so.
You work in college?
I'm working and I'm going to school.
What kind of work do you do?
It's just like Starbucks.
Okay, and junior college.
So it's just a little part-time job while I'm in school.
Okay, that's fine.
Junior college?
No, I go to four-year college.
Cal State?
It's called four-year junior college. They're smart. They spell four differently.
No.
Yeah, it's F-O-R, year junior college. That'd be excellent. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open a junior college.
4 year.
It's four. It's
four
called,
year.
It's called four-year university. And it's called a four-year university.
Yes. Yeah.
4 years, one word. And
it's a six-month thing.
It's a junior college. Anyone will get in. How packed would that place be? Where are you going? I'm going to four-year university.
Wow.
Yeah?
Yep.
True. Write that down. It's another big money-making scam for me. What do I got? We got
three tonight only.
We got a ball sack sweater.
Mm-hmm. Ball sack bathing suit.
Ball sack bathing suit. One of the greatest minds of our time. Ball sack bathing suit.
For the tan. You got
tan line.
Tan line.
Crayon tan line.
Well, there'll be a ball sack thong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Catherine, you're going to a four-year university. Which one? Did we ask?
It's called the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising.
All right.
Coming together now.
All right.
Coming together.
Yeah.
All right. And this guy, really something's up with him. You shouldn't trust that at all.
Yeah,
I mean, that is just one of those.
Impulse.
That's one of those bad signs.
Yeah.
The red flags that come
up. It is a red flag. And I will say, and I'm going out on a limb here, bigger red flag than cheating.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
That's like you want it. You want her to cheat.
Play at 21, getting that impulse to go do that. I mean,
yeah, for a guy.
He says he would never make me do it. It's just one of his fantasies, and he kind of hints that he wants me to do it.
Yeah.
Still
he's not
going
to, like, force me.
Still horrible.
No, still
horrible,
red flag.
Horrible.
I am telling you, Catherine, if you found out that this guy went to a bachelor party in Nevada and ended up banging one of the strippers, it would
lesser,
be better.
Lesser
much
deal.
Lesser in the spectrum of sort of normal behavior.
Yeah.
Much more in the spectrum. Are you listening, honey? Much more in the spectrum of normal behavior than him even fantasizing, at least fantasizing out loud with you.
Yes.
When, by the way, when guys fantasize,
that's a little selfish.
That's the beginning,
loud,
Catherine. That's the beginning of the pressure. That's where it starts.
Yeah, like, guys fantasize about all sorts of weird stuff. You can't really hold them to it. When they start doing it out loud, that's them asking you. No, no, that's
the beginning of them
that's
asking
them
you.
That's them putting their big toe in your pool.
Yeah.
They so you throw down the just playing in the end, you know. I'm just playing.
Yeah, because it begins that way. It's that sort of hypothetical.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny, honey? me neither.
I got
neither.
A great idea.
Yeah, it's like when you're at camp, you're trying to figure out whether a guy in your tent's gay.
What'd you do?
You did what?
What do you do?
I don't know. I mean, I never...
Speaking of red flags.
My hand was in a sock, so it didn't count. Okay?
That's when the idea came.
Yeah, I mean...
The ball sack sock.
Yes, that's where it started.
That was the genesis of the ball sack sock. You know what I'm saying.
Yes, so move on. Yeah. Move on.
Don't you think it's stupid when guys are gay, right? Let me see what the guy says. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
I see how you work, yeah.
Yeah. No, no. That's a water tester. Yeah.
Yeah, I see how you work.
Look, you, Drew, you know I never went to camp, so I'm covered.
Yeah, that's true.
Jen?
Yeah.
You're 26?
Yep.
What's up?
All right, well, I...
Let me explain camp. Like, there's camp, there's like summer camp where you just out in the woods kayaking and stuff like that. And then there's specific camp. You know what I mean?
Space camp. And
space camp, yeah. Specific camp.
Skateboarding camp.
Yeah, specific camp means things are either going really good in your life or really bad.
Yes.
Because you could be going to like baseball camp because you're 10 and you're a prodigy. Or you could go to space camp or math camp or something like that. Or you're going to fat camp.
Right.
Rehab camp.
Or rehab, yeah.
Right.
So, general camp, good. And then...
specifics.
Specific camp,
better,
who knows?
Better or worse.
Feast or famine. That's the same thing to me with outdoor shower.
They got that asthma means, camps?
Yes, outdoor shower.
Means outdoor shower
you've
means
arrived?
Either you've got the greatest house in the world or the worst house in the world. True, I'd like to... Would you flip that coin?
Yes.
Someone said, look, you're going to move to a house with an outdoor shower, but that's all I can say. Could be the only shower in the house. You could be living in a tool shed.
A hose.
Or it could be the grotto at the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Flip.
And then would you flip the coin with the specific camp for the kids?
Oof.
Because they do. Do they have asthma camp? They have asthma camp.
I need to go.
They have disability camps.
Cancer camp. Drew, that's a tough coin toss with the camp. Mm-hmm. Don't flip it, but flip it for the shower.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you would raise your kids in squalor, but you wouldn't...
Happily in squalor.
Wouldn't chance them going to asthma camp. Okay.
No. Put Joseph on hold and talk to Jen on 6.
Oh, Jen on 6?
Yeah. There we go.
Jen.
Yeah.
26.
Here we go.
What's up?
All right, here's my question. My question is, I've been sexually active since I was 17, and I can orgasm when I'm masturbating, but I can't ever when I'm with someone.
Even with oral sex?
Yeah, even with oral sex. Huh. And a friend of mine mentioned to me that it may be rooted in something psychological. And
no, nine times out of 10, I would almost say 99 times out of 100, it's biological. And it's really rarely something psychological.
Send you to orgasm camp.
Unless there's something... Unless you need to tell us something that would make it likely that it's psychological. Is there some reason?
When I was younger, when I was about like 8 or 9 years old, I was swimming at a pool, and it was one of those really deep, you know, diving pools, and they had a grate that would open up, and essentially they could go underneath, and they stored all of the equipment to clean the pool underneath. And it was a good 10, you know, 15-foot drop, and I was backing up as a little kid, going to run forward, dive into the pool, backed up, and I fell, and it was... Went about maybe 10 feet down, landed, straddling a pipe, ripped myself open.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's not psychological. That's, you know, mechanical. It's biological. Yeah. Anatomical.
I've done that. I've had
hurt your vagina?
17 stitches in my ball sack.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. Yeah.
And he orgasms fine.
Yeah, and I had a daughter. I have a 5-year-old, so I didn't know if.
Skateboarding is a lot of sack trauma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And handrails and all that.
Oh, yeah, handrails.
But, I mean, it's different for a woman, obviously.
Well,
maybe not. And you say you fell 10 feet?
That's pretty high.
Yeah, and I got very lucky because if I'd fallen any other direction, I would have hit my skull, hit my spine, you know.
Right.
As a result,
what, they stored what down there?
They stored all, like, the cleaning equipment stuff. Like, you know, they have to vacuum out the pool. And they have
right.
to
the they stored it 10 foot down?
There was like a metal ladder that would go down, and the lifeguards could like go walk underneath.
Oh, I see.
They kept all the equipment, and they just.
Oh, this was a whole area.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
bad times.
It was, and so they left. You know, they left it open, and of course, you know, my family, like, you know, just didn't really do anything about it when I was younger, and like until I was, like, you know, went home and was banned.
It'd be a big lawsuit now.
You went home, and what happened?
I wish we had sued them. But, I basically just, you know, I realized, you know, when I got home after I'd swam a full swim practice that I was bleeding in an area I shouldn't have been.
Did you get stitches?
No, they said the tissue was too delicate. And so instead, and this is where it was psychological, was every time I went to the bathroom, I had to use a turkey baster to clean myself, to rinse it out. So imagine being like 9 years old in elementary school, having to carry a turkey baster in your backpack. Bathroom.
Well, so. And yet, though, Jen, everything's working. You're able to have orgasms.
Yeah.
And they're really, the thing that is psychological.
Because you couldn't wipe down there. That's why you needed the turkey baster.
They also have to keep it really clean.
Irrigate. Every time you go to the bathroom.
You irrigate, get it clean.
Mm-hmm.
But you couldn't, could you wipe?
Yeah, I had to kind of dab, basically, like just to dry it off gently.
You irrigate wounds at them. You don't just dry them, you irrigate them.
Why do you irrigate them?
Because it's just, that's how that's wound care.
Well, you get a wound on your hand, you don't irrigate it. You let it dry out.
Deeper wounds, yeah, if they will dry. But on mucosal surfaces, they don't dry so well, so you got to keep them irrigated. But here's the deal. Hey,
I don't understand why you irrigate something that's not drying. You know, once you put a fan on it?
You can, but the important thing is to keep the bacteria flushed out. That's the idea.
Just water.
Sometimes peroxide or saline.
Really? Well, that's rough.
But Jen, here's the deal.
You did a whole swim practice after this, though.
Did you?
Yeah, yes. I did a whole, because they're like, well, the cold water might make it feel better. I don't think they realized how badly I've been injured. You know, I think
no one wanted to look.
Freaked out. Just go swim.
But, here's the deal, Jen. The only thing that makes having a person present than you being able to function orgasmically alone would be issues around intimacy. And this is not that. This is not, I can't open up around another person. I can't feel free. Let go. I have orgasm by myself. I don't with a person. Have you ever had a boyfriend?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's the longest relationship you had?
3 years.
Did you try working these things out with him?
Yeah. I mean, and we've tried using toys. We've tried oral. Mm-hmm. I've tried everything I can think of. It's not a lack of trust. I mean,
That's the point.
You ain't
that's
wired
the,
that. Well, look, what percent?
That's the point.
Look, 90% of 22-year-olds ain't having it.
That's true, but she's 26. 99%. She's 26. She hasn't by herself, so she should be able to sort of, as you say, it's, you know, we were laughing about yesterday, which was, I can have them all the time by myself, but not with another person in the room. Right. Women are that way.
Jen's up in her head a lot.
Yeah.
She had trauma.
Yeah, but not interpersonal trauma.
By the way, as a new boyfriend, so when the chick pulls you aside and says, had a little trauma to that area, and you're picturing like uncle with a seal bat, going at her.
Yeah.
And she's
like, God, no.
You're thinking, oh, here comes the weird story. Yeah. Everything was going so great. Now comes the weird story. Satan's children blew into town. Biker gang, you may have heard of them, based out in Sacramento. There was a pool table. My dad's old backyard. Please, dear God, no.
No, I straddled the pipe.
You hear him like falling down, actually,
pool.
Physical trauma to the, you're like, oh, thank Christ. That's awesome. You know, I probably would just say something. I'd probably just blurt out, awesome.
You become like,
I just like I'd wipe my brow and be like, oh, God, yes.
Become like Cartman.
Thank
awesome.
You. Awesome. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. The world's worst response to actual vaginal trauma. Oh, thank Christ.
So anyway, so to get at her question, I don't think hypnotherapy is really the issue. Yes, hypnotherapy can bring people to orgasm.
That's her question.
And can help people have orgasms. It's not something really super sustainable, but some hypnotherapists say they've got some success with that. But this is not that.
She's up in her head. Well, she needs, and she's had something, but you know what? She needs her world rocked.
Ooh,
she needs a Brazilian guy to blow into town.
Samba, come into
samba
dance.
Samba, you know, she needs a guy that she just melts her butt.
That's what it sounds like to me too. Somebody that really, she's really into and
really into.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Here we go. Take a break.
Let's take a break. Bob Burnquist is here tonight. That came out nice. He's going to be at the X Games coming up on the 4th through the 7th of August. Going to be his 11th. Thank you. 9 medals. Yeah. Thank you. Take a gun to himself. Courtroom. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. We're here basically Sunday through Thursday night to save lives.
Right? Talk about earthquake. But strangely, there was a big earthquake tonight that sent a tsunami warning on this coast, California.
I have a feeling we're going to get a lot of tsunami warnings, like a lot of freeway shootings to happen.
Yeah, but it was weird. Here, you weren't here early before we went on the air. The emergency broadcast system activated. And we're like, no one knew what to do. It's like, do we... We stopped broadcasting.
Oh, you mean that stupid high-pitched frequency thing. It actually activated.
And then we get this readout saying, you know, make a warning about the tsunami coming. And we're thinking, hey, really?
I was on the freeway. I didn't hear about it.
Well, really? We ended up getting canceled before we came on with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm wondering. You know, I think everything from a real estate standpoint.
Well, everything has a reason.
Yeah, well, yeah. I believe everything happens for a reason, even when millions of innocent people die. Mm-hmm. But, you know, wash out Malibu.
Nice.
I move in, buy some cheap property. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Flip it.
Yeah, nothing, right. Speaking of sanctimonious.
Yeah. All right, so is the tsunami going to hit or not?
It's over.
Here's the whole thing with this country and tsunamis and earthquakes and stuff like that. 7.0 in this country, four people die, and three of them are from heart attacks, people in their 90s. This hits some third world country, 10 billion people die.
Shacks,
you know, we get almost no bang for our buck when it comes to these kinds of catastrophes. What are life-threatening illnesses in other countries here is a trip to the doctor.
Yeah, that's true.
Outpatient stuff, you know, and it's the same with our natural disasters.
Yeah.
You can overlook that real easy by being...
Yeah, we don't appreciate it.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really the same sort of with nature as it is with science, which is, you know, the flu can kill somebody in an impoverished region. You know, they get diarrhea and they die.
Yeah.
You know, here it's one trip to the clinic and we're done. Same with the earthquake, same with the tsunami, same with the everything. For us, it's a pimple on our ass.
Tsunami would get us up as we build up to the edge of the water.
Johnny Carson would lose his racquetball court and it'd be big news and that'd be about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone would clear out well in advance.
Well, you got those houses out in Newport there. They're pretty close.
I know my parents have a place right on the water.
Yeah, but they're up on a cliff, aren't they?
On the water.
You're in the water?
The water?
Physically in the water. The downstairs is the garage is actually underwater.
Not underwater, but enough water hits the front of the place that one day the window broke in and cut up one of my kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Drew's dad, Aqua Jew. There's a good. He communicates with dolphins and bankers. Telepathy. Woo, 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 woo. Buy low, sell high. Woo, woo. All right.
Here we go.
All right. You're cool.
All right.
Drew's dad's a doctor. Chris, that's how come Drew had to be a doctor. Chris, you're 21.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Not too bad.
What's your question?
I had a question for you guys. When my girlfriend and I have sex, sometimes she ends up getting these cramps. And she ends up getting them so bad that she gets, like, hot flashes and stuff. And then she ends up throwing up sometimes. It's only happened, like, 3 or 4 times.
Does she have ovarian cysts?
I don't think she does. She's on birth control, so she gets, like, checked out.
All right.
Lemon, brother.
Well, she needs to get checked out again. Because if they have pelvic inflammatory disease, ovarian cysts, you can sort of stir up some visceral reactions with sex.
Yeah.
And that's not a normal thing to vomit at. With pain that causes you to vomit, that suggests something real going on there.
You know the show, right? You know the next couple of questions?
No, I would not do that with
I'm
her.
Just saying, you want to volunteer anything. Is there anything we need to know? Everything's cool?
Yeah.
Everything's good? Parents
everything's
good? Everything's good?
Yeah,
okay.
This is a visceral reaction to some sort of...
She's got
to
get checked out.
You can rupture ovarian cysts. You can stir up all kinds of things. That needs to be looked at. Endometriosis.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, get her to the clinic, Chris, for the tsunami hits.
And then to specifically evaluate this symptom. After sex, abdominal pain so bad she vomits. There you go.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, take care. Let's,
I don't know if that's still on or not.
No.
Let's see.
Going with no.
Huh? There you go. Hello.
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 Is this Dan?
Yeah.
Dan, what's up?
Yeah, first time caller, long time listener.
Cool. All right, what's up?
First of all, I just want to say, Dr. Drew, I enjoy hearing what you got to say, and Adam, I enjoy your stuff in the match.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Dan.
Had to talk to Dan. Had to drop the S-bomb 13 seconds into the call.
Yeesh.
All right, Dan, hang on a second. We have to reboot our delay.
Yeah.
And we have to punish you.
Yeah, I used to think about things.
I like when people are like, you can't use the S word on the radio, but you guys talk about F'ing in the A. And it's like, but really close your eyes and think about how many times you actually hear the word, the S word actually in long form on the radio. Do you ever really hear that? You know what I mean?
Never.
Mm-mm. Yeah? Okay. All right, so hang on there, Dan. Let's talk to Chris. Girlfriend is in S&M. Chris?
All right, next.
By the way, Bob has done himself a loop on a skateboard. full-blown loop, and a broken loop where it's broken at the top. It actually flies across the top.
Scary.
How big a span is that?
I put a 10-foot gap on it. It's a 14-foot, 7-foot radius. So, yeah, 14-foot loop. Yeah, and that's sitting there in my backyard right now, and that was where I got the idea to go to go cork.
Yeah. What the?
Cork out.
Your neighbors got to be pissed, by the way.
So. Oh, they love it. I got most of them skate. Most of the kids skate, so I get,
Really?
Yeah, I get the kids to come over and,
Wow. You got to get some homeowner's insurance for that. What happened to Timmy? Killed himself on Bob's loop.
Yeah. It's on his open loop.
He
forced him to go on it.
Tony and I did a little session there, and Tony got broke pretty good on my loop.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
On your loop?
Yeah, he broke his pelvis on my loop.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
In a monkey suit. We were both in monkey suits.
Really?
It comes out. It's a story that he didn't want out. It's out.
Really?
I'm telling it right
here.
What do
you mean a monkey suit?
We're doing this thing for the Wild Boys. TV show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we put monkey suits on, and we went out and do the loop. And
when you do the
monkey
Wild Boys, they're still alive?
When you when you wipe out and you're in a monkey suit, you have to pretend like you're not hurt too, because otherwise.
No, there's no way. He was snoring. He was out. He's out cold.
Unconscious.
Yeah.
Unconscious.
Yeah.
Broke his pelvis.
Got knocked, man. The loop can get you good.
Uh-oh. And he whacked his head, too.
Yeah.
Was he wearing, like, a monkey helmet?
Yeah, he had the monkey helmet going.
But he still got knocked down.
Yeah. I mean, I've hit my head and got knocked before, and still with the helmet. Those skateboard helmets aren't really,
I know. It's like they're trying to satisfy some sort of technical thing something. It doesn't really offer.
I mean, I hit it the other day, and I got this pressure headache. I hit the back of my head, and I kind of got knocked for a little bit.
Yeah, because you whip. Yeah. It's like a hockey. Yeah. Yeah, it's bad times. In general, by the way, helmets are nice, but like headgear and
but just think if you didn't have the helmet,
it doesn't do that much.
I mean, if I didn't have the helmet, I know it'd be a lot worse off.
Well, the thing about helmets, what the hell do I know about helmets? My Bob Bell.
Do you use them?
I box sometimes, and I use headgear, and it really prevents cutting and clashing of heads and cutting, but not as far as the concussion part goes.
It might prevent some bony injuries too, like a compression of the skull or something like that.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
In terms of the injury,
wouldn't that boxer
injury
have just a recent that one?
He died, didn't he?
Yeah, the hematoma. Too.
Yeah,
it's awesome. No, Drew, take you take a 3/4 inch of foam rubber, put on your forehead, and let me whack you in the forehead.
Yeah.
You still feel the concussion.
Right,
It is more about cutting than concussion.
Right.
I'm sure it helps. If you want to step up to a football helmet, now that's what you guys should be wearing.
Yeah.
Football helmets.
That's what the bike guys are. They wear those moto helmets.
Yeah.
But see, for us, they're so heavy that, once you get into a spin, the helmet's going to dominate the force.
Right.
It's going to take you off axis.
Man, awesome. Mm-hmm. Loop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tony Hawk couldn't handle Bob's loop. Only Bob could handle Bob's loop. What's the worst part of the loop to fall off on? Just the very top?
The very top.
And you get disoriented? Like you're not sure what...
You can get disoriented. And I actually tried to loop this place at Mount Baldy. There's a pipeline.
Irrigation pipe.
Yeah, and it's that's a 16-footer. And
that's huge.
Yeah, the first time I tried, I just kind of basically did a backflip from top to bottom. And I tried it for like 12 times, and on the last time, I broke my right foot, sprained my left ankle.
Really?
Hairline fracture, my wrist.
How tall is 16
carried
feet?
Out of there?
Two stories. Or two of these, two ceilings.
I mean, I handled the fall for like 10, 11 times, and then I was just tired. And then on the last one, I got lost. I came around. I didn't know where I was. I could have landed on my head.
How do you get a run at something like that? Someone drags you on a car?
No, I just I came down all the way down the pipe. It's like probably a 100-foot ride, just kind of gyrating back and forth, and then I just cut straight with the speed and try to get it. It's a natural loop.
How do you know when you've got enough speed? How do you?
You kind of feel it.
Well, obviously,
you feel it on the kick turn.
Obviously, you don't know when you miss 11 times.
Yeah,
it means you don't.
Well, it was close. It was really close. It was either a make it or break it type of thing, and I broke it.
When you say going down, getting up speed,
you go down. It's not inclined, but you can get enough speed just going low.
You can.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden
perfectly level pipe.
Perfectly level pipe. You get you gyrate pretty fast. You get going fast.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't
get the pump.
That.
You learn.
Yeah, I don't know the pump. I don't have the pump.
Yeah.
I don't know the pump.
Skateboarders know the pump.
I don't know from pump. Drew, do you know the pump?
Yeah, pump.
Have you been pumped?
No.
Okay. Not since camp. Not since asthma camp.
Rape camp.
Rape camp.
In my asthma laugh.
It's a bad camp.
Yeah. All right, Dan, let's try again.
Sure you can punctuate our asthma jokes with the asthma laugh. Dan?
Yeah.
Dan, try to refrain from using the S or the F word in the first 20 seconds of the call.
I apologize about that.
All right, go ahead.
I was just wondering, is there something wrong with me for totally digging pregnant chicks?
No, there's guys that do that.
They're out there.
Yeah.
You know, I dig kind of not fat but thick chicks, but something about it just totally turns me on about a pregnant woman.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit fetishistic. I wonder if mom was pregnant or something.
I
believe there's nothing more beautiful than a pregnant woman except for a hot 18-year-old chick.
Yeah, I would take a pregnant woman over
you know,
a hot
thin with big jugs, you know?
That's sort of a fetish, Dan. But yeah, that's right.
Do you take a look at those magazines like Milkin' and Poppin'?
Mother?
No, you know, I was actually wondering about that because I wanted to get into something like that. But
sure.
No,
they're always looking for fresh recruits.
I myself, I'm married and I have a wife and we have a couple of kids.
Yeah.
Oh.
And
right.
I mean, every time I see a pregnant woman out there, it totally just turns me on.
Well, there you go.
You sound like a delight, Dan. And are you guys Jews, by the way? Calling from Alaska. You're into pregnant chicks.
What was that?
Jewish?
No,
or Asian?
No.
Korean.
Usually right about that. What are you doing up there in Alaska?
I'm working on a construction trade myself.
What are you working on?
Electrician.
All right. Is there? Are you fleeing something? Most of the people that end up in Alaska, Florida, or Nevada,
or their family. The family may have set up
I
up
was
there.
Born and raised here.
And what was your family
your dad
fleeing
was fleeing from?
Yeah.
From something.
Born and raised here, pretty much my whole family.
Somebody had to be fleeing from something at some point. Maybe a great grandfather.
When I was in Anchorage, and then the people that I met there all said the same thing, which is everyone's got a story that's in Alaska. The family's got a story.
Yeah. I think Nevada, Alaska, and Florida, as far as states go, are the fleeing capitals of the United States. Everyone's there because, like, what are you doing in Nevada? I got a little trouble with the IRS.
You don't flee to Minnesota. You don't flee to North Dakota.
Nobody
but you can
flees.
Always go to Brazil.
Yeah, that's when you kill somebody. Nevada's just a couple bad relationships and a few debts outstanding to a sharky, shark or bookie or something like that. Alaska, you're running from your past.
There's a story.
All right, he likes pregnant chicks.
So what?
Knock your wife up again.
Enjoy.
Mazel tov, as your people would say, Dan. Let's
take a break.
Boyfriend likes to go to gay clubs. Rags at guys, check him out. That's a weird one. Can teach him how to skate. Tom wants to know if Bob can teach him how to skate. Hold on, let me answer that. Tom?
Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah, no. No, he's not going to do that.
No?
No.
He's disappointed.
What is he, run a skate camp? Skate camp.
Skate camp.
Yeah. You know, he's not coming to teach you how to skate. I'll give him 30 seconds to give you everything he knows over the phone. How about that? All right. After this. Yeah, buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Bob Burnquist is here tonight. Bob is going to be appearing in his 11th X Games tournament coming up on August 4th through the 7th. When we left off, we're going to speak to Tom. Tom's 21. Wants to know if Bob can teach him how to skate. All right, Tom.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm going to give you 30 seconds.
Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? I live down the road.
Good, man. Right on. Where do you live?
I live off Arcadia.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
And so you wanted to get the personal lessons at my house? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, exactly. I've never done or anything before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first thing you do is you got to get one.
Yeah, I know. My friend's got one I can borrow.
Oh, perfect.
All right. 7 seconds.
So what do you want to know? How to fall?
I just want to know how to get up on a board and cruise.
One. I'm sorry. We're out of time.
Is that a good 30? That's all he gave me, man.
Should have made the small talk about the neighborhood.
Exactly.
That's where he...
That's all he wanted to do.
That's
anyway.
How to get up on a board.
Yeah.
You put your foot on it and push. You put your brotherhood on it.
He's going to show up. He's going to meet you on the street tomorrow. He's going, hey, that was me.
Tom. So I can get tickets for the X Games and go watch it.
Do you have, what kind of trade out do you have?
I got a movie theater in my basement. You can watch it.
Ooh. Your basement or your dad's basement?
No, my basement. I live there alone.
You do?
Yeah.
Nice.
Movie theater in your basement?
Yeah, I built it myself.
I'm picturing a place where you, like, torture hookers more than an actual... like, I'm not picturing Shaq's house in Florida. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm picturing a real basement, like roots and stuff growing out of stuff, and you with, like, a slide projector.
No, it's nice.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you do, Tom?
I'm a waiter.
Wow. And yet you have the extra income to build a theater in your basement.
Yes, I do.
All right. And what makes you, you know, 21's a little bit long in the tooth to get skateboarding. Something.
I don't know, I'm just lazy.
Never too late. Never too
late. He's just a neighbor who wants to be able to say hi to Bob.
Oh, okay. All right, Tom.
Good times.
Get yourself a, what do they call, you know, they call a surfboard a stick. What do they call a...
You get your stick.
Yeah,
you
do?
Your stick, yeah. You can call it a stick.
You know what always works is
what do they call
rig.
It Portuguese?
Rig's good, too, yeah.
There's skate.
Moose skate.
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 Let's talk to Jason, who's 18. Jason?
Hello?
What's up?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi,
yeah.
I just had a question. I was having anal sex with my girlfriend, and I ended up not orgasming. I, like, urinated. And I don't know what came out, but it was not urine. Yeah. Like, she just, like, discharged this stuff.
Yeah, bogus, bogus.
Wait. What do you?
It's bogus. His hello felt bogus.
Yeah,
to me.
I know, me too. But I'm just curious what he's getting at here, even.
Well, I don't know what it was. Like, it obviously wasn't like my ejaculate, you know.
So you something came out of her. That's called mucus.
Okay, because it wasn't like urine. Like it wasn't like just all liquidy. It was.
Yeah, you didn't. Sorry, somebody told you some story about
something left over from the guy at work.
Yeah, that too. But it's mucus. You irritate
Jason,
that area.
You're irritating me with your boguosity.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, brother.
It's mucus. Yeah. You irritate that area, you get mucus.
Let me explain what happens when you talk
bleeding.
To J.O.'s all day. He had me at hello.
Yeah, with the J.O. attitude.
He said hello, and a weird little thing inside of my brain. Like, if you do this show long enough, you get this part of your brain that's like where people
so
go
can
like...
spot the
bogus.
Yeah, people like, how does salmon know where to return when they spawn and everything? It's like, who knows? There's some little part of their brain that we don't understand. If you do this long enough, you get that you get the J.O. sensor. My spidey sense starts tingling. I got that with him. I was at the dentist today, by the way. Let me say this. Drew, you argue with me on this, but let me just say this. Could we... start making dental instruments with a hard plastic coating and not out of the knurled gun handle stainless steel that whack and then drags
and conducts electricity
against your tooth all the time?
Probably.
Couldn't we?
You would think.
We make engine parts out of plastic now. Do you know what I mean?
Or at least plastic coat the metal.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know how irritating it is? Like, you know, if you take a knife, a butter knife, or a fork or something, you just sort of click. You know, metallic? You know, on the tooth?
When you have no enamel, it's just the dentin sitting out there like you have. Those of us that have enamel, it's no problem.
True. It is annoying to have metallic substances clank your teeth.
If you don't have enamel.
Shut up.
It's true.
No, it's not.
And metal does not bother me in the least.
Drew just shoved a pan in my mouth. What about your asshole? Try it on that. Let me see. No, listen, dillweed. If they made a popsicle and they put a metal stick in it, it would be bothersome than they would stick. No,
would it bother you?
Yeah, I put some time in the dentist. I don't like dentists.
No. Would a metal stick travel your teeth? If your fork touches your teeth, does it bother you?
No.
If someone else controlled the metallic object that they were, shut up!
No,
Drew,
Adam,
are you kidding me?
I'm dead serious.
Of course, anyone taking something metal and clanking on your teeth.
Well, if someone else would.
Well, as opposed to, I probably would. Yes,
what?
Opposed to. Well, wait a minute.
It'd be weird because you're not controlling.
Leave Bob out of this. Hold on a second. As opposed to plastic or wood, no difference.
No difference.
Oh, shut up. You're lying.
I'm not lying. It's no different for me.
Of course there's a difference. It's like saying, yeah, I could wipe my ass with a paper towel, but I would rather use tissue paper.
If you touch metal, wood, and plastic to my teeth, I could not tell you the difference. I could not tell you the difference.
That's just because there's something wrong with your brain, then. What do you mean you can't tell the difference?
I could not tell the difference. No way.
No way. You don't know the difference between a popsicle stick and a butter knife?
No, my tongue could tell you. My teeth could not tell the difference. No way.
Hold on. Shut your mic off. Bob, you think you could tell the difference between your popsicle stick?
If I hit you hard enough, you would be able to tell.
Yeah, if you just touch it,
close your eyes. What is this, wood or metal?
If you touch it, it'd be hard for me.
I don't mean snuck up and pressed, leaned it against your tooth while you're sleeping. You'd hear it.
You'd hear it clank.
All right, Drew, just go do something, would you? I'm trying to make a point here, but your main argument is who cares what hits you in the tooth, metal or wood?
No, I'm saying your teeth have to be configured a certain way for it to be uncomfortable. That's all I'm telling you.
No, it doesn't. I'm not...
He's saying you got weird teeth.
I know he's... I'm trying to make a point here, which is if somebody takes something out of wood and clanks it against your teeth, it is nowhere near what taking something out of metal and clanking it against your teeth is. Not touching it, not putting it in a gas form and filling your mouth with it. Now, when do you fall asleep and leaning it very gingerly against your tooth? I'm talking about clanking your tooth with something out of metal as opposed to something out of wood. And you're telling me there's zero difference.
I guess I'm lying. Why would I lie about that?
It's like saying you don't know the difference between the feeling of water and the feeling of tapioca pudding and then just saying, I don't know the difference. I don't know the difference. Close your eyes. Let me get a popsicle stick and let me get a butter knife and I'll clank your tooth with equal speed and you tell me if you can tell the difference.
I can tell the difference with that.
Why?
Just by the way it sounds and stuff, not the way it feels.
How could you tell? What do you mean? The way it feels.
It's a different kind of.
All right. Just forget it. I'm disgusted, all of you. We'll take a break. We'll be back after this. All right.
And don't forget, tomorrow night, the first 10 callers again will get the iTunes gift card, $99 value. Those of you who are 18 years or older, so call in tomorrow night.
Yeah, you guys missed Drew in the kitchen of the station with a plastic fork and a plastic and a metal measuring cup banging both things against his teeth going, I can't.
You missed I did it to Lauren, and she couldn't know whatever.
Screwball. Oh, your kids, they're going to hate you, Drew. You got to mellow out. You're giving me eating disorders. Arguing with everyone all the time. Bob Burnquist here tonight. God bless you for sitting through that, Bob.
What's up?
I'm sorry, Drew, I had to do that to you. Bob's going to be dominating. Yes, I said dominating. The X Games coming up on the 4th through the 7th of August. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
Good luck on that corkscrew.
Yeah, I'll need it.
Get some steel involved with that, brother. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's going to be tough to do out of wood completely. We'll take a quick 22-hour break, and until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Annie Gould. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.